Get to Apple Chevy on 159th Street in Tinley Park in January for huge discounts and savings on their entire inventory of Silverado pickups. There's dozens to choose from. Get details and schedule a test drive at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Lowe's is the place to save big this winter on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. Get 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, choose 18-month special financing on purchases $599 or more with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Don't miss out on winter's biggest savings happening right now at Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 113 through 126. Credit offer valid 115 through 121 and subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Special financing can't be combined with 5% discount offer. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Yesterday was a good day to be Blackhawks head coach Joel Quenneville. In the morning, Coach Q got a 3-year contract extension from the Hawks. In the evening, his team got a 3-2 win over Nashville. That was career win 782 for Quenneville. That ties Al Arbor and leaves Coach Q trailing only Scotty Bowman for NHL coaching wins.
It's happened very quickly, and you know, Al Arbor has been a great coach in our game, a player. Everybody always said good things. Everybody has a lot of respect for what he's accomplished, and we always had a heck of a time trying to beat him, so it's very special and honored and feel fortunate.
Hawks are now just 2 points in back of Dallas in the Central Division. They play Montreal tomorrow night. Artem Anisimov not traveling with the team due to an illness. Elsewhere in the league, the Coyotes have sent John Scott to the AHL to make room for Kevin Connaughton. Coyotes say he'll be recalled soon. Scott was voted a captain in the upcoming All-Star game. Bulls went from winning 6 in a row to losing 3 in a row after last night's 106-101 loss to the Bucks in Milwaukee. Derrick Rose left the game in the third quarter with a knee injury. He's questionable for tomorrow night's game in Philadelphia. Paul Gasol is out. He's not even traveling with the team. Meanwhile, Joe Colley of the Sun-Times reporting that Joakim Noah remains unhappy with his role with the Bulls and is standing in the organization. NFL owners have approved the Rams' move from St. Louis to Los Angeles. They'll start playing on the West Coast in 2016. ESPN's Adam Schefter says the Chargers will now get first crack at relocating until January of 2017. Then the Raiders will get their turn to try to make the move. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay, meanwhile, says the city has no desire to seek another NFL team. The Browns have hired Hugh Jackson as their new head coach. That most likely means Johnny Manziel done in Cleveland. Jackson reportedly made his feelings about Manziel known before he took the job. And Mike Shanahan now in the mix for the 49ers job, according to ESPN's Diana Rossini. In baseball, yesterday was the deadline for MLB players to file for arbitration. Some names interesting to Chicago fans include Aviceo Garcia, Brett Lowry, Jake Arrieta, and Travis Wood. It's refund season. Come into your local H&R Block office and let their experienced tax professionals help get you every dollar you deserve. Your maximum refund is guaranteed. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish?
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish on the sideline doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
Martellus Bennett right now is worth a lot more to the Chicago Bears than a sixth or seventh round pick.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
It is Frank in Oak Park on The Score.
Hub, I've got a draft question for you. In the case of Heisman winner Derrick Henry, is the opinion expressed by one anonymous former NFL scout that Henry is no more than a fourth round talent growing among the league's Illuminati? I thought he said Lou Malnati.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 504, Boers and Bernstein, and our guy is here for you.
Hub's on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood, at Hub Arkish, at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com. Hub, hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing well. They haven't moved you to Los Angeles, have they? You're still here?
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here.
Well, you are going to deal with Frank at Oak Park to start out this segment on The Score.
Hub, I want you to do some criminology regarding the Bears, something that's tough with a closed shop up there in Lake Forest. Is Bears management's mindset hard fixed against any 30-year-old running back that costs more than veteran minimum? Or a near Pro Bowl tight end who blocks and catches but is a little flaky? Or will this group realize they lost an offensive coordinator that could get blood out of turnips? And maybe it isn't the best idea to remove two weapons from the new guy before the real hitting starts for 2016.
You know, Frank, I would love to be able to tell you I know what Ryan Pace and John Fox are thinking, but they have played it extremely close to the vest. I guess that's that word criminology. And, you know, all I can tell you is that I do think the odds are better that Bennett could be back now than they were a few days ago. Far as Matt Forte, I don't think they expect him to come for the minimum. They know better than that. The question is, are they worried that his being here blocks the development of Jeremy Langford? And do they actually believe there's more development in Kadeem Carey? Or do they understand that they're a much better football team with all three of them? I think if you look at their track record in Denver, they like to stockpile running backs. So I think the question on Forte is going to be, how much is he going to cost? Is it going to be too much based on his being a 30-year-old running back who's only going to get half the carries? Or can they get him in at a price that is, you know, reasonable for? So I don't think either Bennett or Forte is definitely gone. I don't think they've put any ultimatums on the table. But I think that it's going to be tough to get Forte back because I think somebody else out there might be willing to overpay him. And my guess is that would be where Ryan Pace would draw the line, that he's not going to overpay him to come back.
This is John in Shorewood. He's on The Score with Hub.
Hey, Hub. Often this year we've heard, I've heard analysts and stuff talk about the poor offensive line playing in the NFL. I was wondering if you thought there was any correlation between, like, the spread offense in college and in the pros, like, you know, how we know that in some ways that affects the development of a pro quarterback once they reach the NFL level. You know, with the blocking schemes being different with those guys maybe not requiring the same amount of weight and girth, do you think there's any correlation there with offensive line play?
Well, I think it's a fair question. The problem I have is I haven't heard a lot of analysts that I trust talk about the poor quality of offensive line play around the league this year. There have been some teams that have suffered significant injuries on the offensive line and struggled for that reason. There are other teams like the New York Jets, like the Dallas Cowboys, in spite of their 4-12 record, just the Carolina Panthers, who appeared to have a problem at that position. Some teams have played very well on the offensive line. So I don't know that there is a diminishment of talent or quality play on the offensive line around the league. It is possible, because the schemes are certainly different in the spread and the read option, that it could be either hampering or changing the development of these players coming out of college. But unlike the quarterback position, where I think there is a lack of talent, unlike the safety position, where I think there is a lack of talent, there's some great ones, but there's not a lot of depth. I'm not seeing that same issue on the offensive line.
This is Canuck Boy. He is in Albuquerque.
Wow. On the score.
Canuck Boy.
Hub, appreciate your work on Wild Card Weekend.
Thank you.
I was reading an article in Forbes the other day, and it was about millennials. And it talked about the behavior patterns that millennials tend to value authenticity over content. They're, you know, obviously in the social networking. They're brand loyal if they believe in something. Got me thinking a little bit about the NFL. And as much as this generation has affected things like casinos and car sales because they're sort of hard to find common patterns, are you aware at all of teams or specific coaches that, has there been any discussion about managing this generation? Are there individuals or groups that you find kind of handle that better than others along those lines?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great question.
It is.
I think that when you look at quality coaching in any sport and top managers, the most important, I think, asset is being able to communicate with and get the best out of your players. And so I don't know that the majority of the players in the NFL necessarily qualify with the traits that we're talking about for millennials. I've never really caught up on these expressions, to be honest.
Well, you know, if I can, we talked about this, Hub, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal in June that we brought to the air about the 49ers of all teams, that their coaching staff, they did bring in people, they did talk about, they consulted with experts from Stanford University to add executives and talk about how the young brain works. And it had to do with their meeting schedules. It had to do with where they allowed them to use devices. I mean, the answer to that is yes. And I'm sure the Niners aren't the only one, but teams are actively trying to figure out, how do we talk to kids?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. I think it's being done psychologically. It's being done physically with changing bodies and sports science, and the Bears have their own sports scientists now. So I'm sure that the better teams put the greater amount of weight on it, because at the end of the day, coaching is all about communication. The part I can't really comment on is I don't know, you know, what traits would be considered unique to millennials, and if NFL players, because remember, this is a special group within a group. This is a privileged group, a group that for the most part, even the lower end kids have been coddled since junior high and high school and walked along because they could play football. But I don't think there's any question that trying to identify whatever traits they do have and working in that direction and working in that area to communicate with them is being done and being done. You know, there's probably a direct connection between the teams that are successful and the teams that are doing it the best.
That's a really good question. Mm-hmm. Boy, thank you. Yeah, really good.
Lincoln Square, it is Mike on the score.
Hey, guys. I'm a Lions fan in Chicago, but I really love listening to the show. My question is about broadcasts. So, you know, the Lions have some great radio broadcasters. Even the Westwood One neutral broadcasters are great. So why are radio broadcasts so much more enjoyable than TV broadcasts?
I'm obviously a little biased in this area because I don't do much TV and I do mostly radio. I do agree with you, and I've always had a theory on it. I think the reason is because TV announcers rely on the picture too much as a crutch, and they assume that the audience can see it for themselves, so they're entertaining more than describing and analyzing. I think radio, we are taught from day one that you know, your audience can't see what you see, so you have to paint a picture, and you have to give them as much information as possible to allow them to envision it or see it in their own brain. So I think they're two very different types of broadcast, two different skills. I agree with you, and it has nothing to do with me being in one of those professions. I enjoy a lot of radio, particularly play-by-play guys, but also color guys, much more than I do the guys on TV.
He's right.
Yeah, and the Westwood One product in general has been terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen, guys, I work for the company. I'm part of it. But as far as everybody else there, I could not agree with you more. And it starts, if you knew, the executive producer, of course, is Howie Denaroff. And then Howie's in charge. And our three main guys, his right, left, three right hands or whatever, Mike Eby and Larry Kosterman and Aaron Cummins, who I'm working with this weekend, these guys are exceptional. They're executive producers. We go through a lot the week leading up to the game. A lot of work goes into this. They really know what they're doing, and I obviously agree. I think they do a great job.
Does Howie still always look nervous? no matter what's going on.
I don't know if Howie would agree with or like that description.
I'm just wondering. I don't know if he is nervous. Okay. He always appears just marginally unsettled. Maybe it's because he's responsible for so much. But every time I've been around, I'm just saying, like, dude, it's okay. Everything's fine.
Grab him at the Super Bowl. You'll see him.
Let me put it this way, and I think all my coworkers would agree. Howie is one of those guys who is always moving, even when he's standing still.
Yes. So. Yes, he's got the Spielkiss is what he's got.
That could be some of it.
Yes. What? Bill in Peoria, you're the score with Hub.
Hey, Hub, thanks for taking my call. My question, does the group in St. Louis have any sort of legal recourse they could take against the NFL? And then also, do you foresee any scenarios where football may return to St. Louis?
Well, I mean, first of all, there is no group in St. Louis. If you're asking if the politicians on behalf of their citizenry could do something, the answer is no. There was an out negotiated into the lease for the Rams before Stan Kroenke even bought them. Georgia Frontieri did that. And they legally are out of their lease. They have no obligation to keep their business there, much like, you know, guys, this is, it's funny because it's the NFL. There's only 32 of them, and I do understand the angst. But forgetting the current climate around Rahm Emanuel, one of the things that he was getting so much credit for and doing such a good job was all the big companies and big businesses he was bringing back from the suburbs and bringing from out of state into Chicago. This is no different. You know, this is a wealthy multi-billionaire in Stan Kroenke finding a better business opportunity for himself in a different market. Mm-hmm. It hurts because it's the NFL and because of the allegiance and the fandom, but legally, no, they're completely within their rights to do this.
More with Hub coming up, 312-644-6767. Come and join the fun. Hub Arkish is yours. Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Score will be live all this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the sold-out Cubs convention. Hear the biggest names from the Cubs talk about what could be a huge 2016 season exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's new radio home for Cubs baseball.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Dean Spanos is the owner of the San Diego Chargers. He walked in to the owners' meeting yesterday assuming that Carson was the landing spot for his Chargers. And it all made sense. The Raiders would own all of L.A. And the Chargers would get some fans from North San Diego County, some from L.A., but most from Orange County. And the Carson Stadium was in the middle. It all made sense. But then he was blindsided by the Inglewood deal being the home run and having the complete and total support of the big money owners. And so while it may feel like there was a change within the meeting from Carson to Inglewood, this was likely the plan all along. It took Stan Kroenke's money and Jerry Jones's word and, of course, Roger Goodell to make it seem like it just happened on the fly. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt. I'm gonna find you,
I'm gonna catch you. But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere?
At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income, the number 10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Lowe's is the place to save big this winter on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. Get 10% off select major appliances $396 and more. Plus, choose 18-month special financing on purchases $599 or more with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Don't miss out on winter's biggest savings happening right now at Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 113 through 126. Credit offer valid 115 through 121 and subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Special financing can't be combined with 5% discount offer. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The one and only Hub Artist.
That's what you have. 312-624-6767. Hub is yours. And he's not moving to L.A. They're not moving him. He's not going anywhere.
Hub's not going Hollywood. He's not going Hollywood anytime soon. We've got a couple lines open if you want to get in line here to talk to Hub. 312-644-6767. Oh, poor Todd in Grays Lake is on the score.
Hey, this is the most wonderful time of the year for Browns fans. We think that a coach might actually know something about football, and they might actually draft somebody that can play. But what do you think of Hugh Jackson, your thoughts on that? Also, in Cleveland, they're saying the reports they're going to try actively to trade down and get more picks. I don't know if you've heard that. And then lastly, social media is blowing up in Cleveland, which means three people are showing pictures of Josh Gordon. And he looks to be in tremendous shape, and he's obviously passed all of his drug tests. Do you think there's any hope that he'll resurrect his career? He's only 25, so... That's what I got, and that's my son yelling. I apologize.
Have a good day. Well, we hope so. Either that or he's abducting somebody. No, listen more carefully to what that kid's saying.
His son is just screaming for mercy because his dad made him a Browns fan. That's probably what it is. But...
He's trying desperately to get out of the car.
Guys,
that's right.
I just absolutely hate to do this because I met Todd at a remote a few weeks ago, and he seems like a really nice guy. Todd, I'm not a Hugh Jackson fan. I'd like to tell you I am. I think he knows offense, so there's any question about that. But the word around the league is he is a bit of an opportunist. He's been selling himself sometimes at the expense of other things for a while now. Mm-hmm. Remember, he did have the 1 year in Oakland, which wasn't bad, by the way. He went 8-8 with a Raiders team that had been struggling, and he wasn't fired for anything he did wrong as a coach. Reggie McKenzie got the GM job, and just Hugh Jackson wasn't his choice, and he let him go a few days later because most good GMs want to bring in their own coach. Now, you know, the reasons that that Hugh Jackson wasn't Reggie's choice have never been made clear, but whatever it was, he went back to Cincinnati. Again, he knows offense. I don't get a good feeling about his ability to run an NFL organization. The other thing that's curious is, you know, you're asking these questions about trading down and doing this. They don't have a GM in place. I mean, they've got this ass backwards plan where they went out and hired the baseball sabermetrician, then they hired the head coach, and now they're going to get the most important guy, which is the GM, who's going to get the talent. So I still don't know, you know, exactly what they're going to do talent-wise. There are a few pieces to work with there. I think Hugh Jackson's first major job is to convince Joe Thomas that he should stay, because Joe Thomas made it clear, and he's been the best left tackle in football for 5, 6, 7 years now, that unless they really got this right, that he wants out, and that would be a devastating yep. first step for him. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Mark in Jefferson Park, you're on WSCR with Hub.
Hey, Hub, I'm just wondering about the stadium issues in L.A. for the Rams. How long is it going to take for them to build one, and where are they going to play to begin?
Well, Mark, they own the property. They've got all the zoning clearance done. They've got the public money, which isn't much, but they've got the infrastructure money, and they are ready to break ground. They are planning on opening the new stadium in 2019, which is actually a fairly long period. Remember, the Minnesota Stadium got done in 2 years.
Yep.
The rehab of Soldier Field was 18 months. They're giving this thing a full 3.5 years because what he's building is the Taj Mahal of football palaces. And so the plan is to play in the Coliseum in the interim. And then the problem with the Coliseum has always been that it doesn't offer any of the long-term benefits you need to be successful and compete. But for 2 or 3 years, you can actually put 90,000 people in there. So that's never really been the issue. The issue is going to be if the Chargers join him as a partner. And I'll tell you right now, it's going to happen. It won't be announced probably for a month or two, but it's going to happen because it's the only thing that makes sense. It could be tough for both the Chargers and the Rams to play in the Coliseum. That's something that they'll have to work out. But that's the plan for right now.
Is Inglewood nicer than it used to be?
Well, you know, Dan, no. I mean, there's some pretty rough areas around there, but it's in a strange place. It's kind of between the airport and what passes for downtown L.A. There really is no downtown L.A.
Yeah, I know
LA.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the exciting things about this for the city of Los Angeles is that the stadium itself, I think, is a 60-acre project, but the what he's building is a 300-acre emporium, and that it should be gentrification for everything around it. And so there is great hope there. That it's going to really, you know, rebuild and make valuable the entire surrounding area.
This is Kevin. He is in Kirkland. He is on the Score.
Hey, I've got a question on the third down play in the Viking game before the field goal. Did the Vikings screw themselves when, instead of kneeling down in the middle of the field, they decided to run Peterson off tackle left and got stuck on the left hash mark? It looked like that field goal would have went through if they just kicked it right from down the middle.
Well, yeah, but he kicked it the way he did because he kind of choked on it. And if he was in the middle, who knows what he would have done there. Adrian Peterson actually has said that he blames himself more than Blair Walsh because he only came up about a foot and a half short of the first, and he thinks he should have gotten it. Not that it would have mattered at that point. It's still a chip shot, but then they could have run one more play back into the middle. No, he shanked that ball or actually pulled it left. The laces facing him may have been an issue. I think more than any of that, it was the unimaginable pressure that was on him. And, you know, you ask a reasonable question. I guess the same kick from the middle would have gone through, but would it have been the same kick? I don't know. I can't guess at that.
I know they're great at heartbreaking losses over the years, huh, boy? That adds to the Viking, wow. Pantheon of, oh my God, did that really happen? Did that, and then that happened, then that happened, then this happened. It's really quite something.
One of my lowest personal moment as a sideline reporter was doing the 2009 NFC Championship game as they had the ball with 47 seconds left and were getting ready to kick the game-winning field goal, and Chris Carter was standing next to me on third down, and I turned around and I congratulated him because he was giddy, and he seemed to appreciate it. And after I shook his hand and he turned around, I thought, boy, did I just do something stupid? And sure enough, a split second later, Brad Childress got the 12 men in the huddle penalty, and then Favre threw the interception.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated myself for a lot of...
you hated yourself before that
fear
happened.
Fear and loathing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care that much about Chris Carter, to be honest with you, but I felt bad. Like I had
that's one of
wrong.
The moments, yep. One of them.
These are two of the more painful playoff losses that I can remember, and they're both Vikings, and they've got nobody to blame but themselves for them, but... it just shouldn't have happened.
Which was a field goal kicker that had not missed one all season, and then he missed one with
Gary Anderson.
Gary Anderson.
Yeah, with a 15-1 team, right? Yeah. He was 44 of 44, whatever it was, and then missed. And
that sent Atlanta and the Dirty Birds to the Super Bowl to get creamed by Denver. Yeah.
Oh, that team was so annoying. I remember covering that team.
My God.
God. So are you doing more Westwood One upcoming?
I got the good one this weekend. I'll be in Carolina. So I think it's probably the most interesting matchup.
That's a fun.
Get to visit with Chico a little bit, certainly before I get out there, and then over the weekend. And I think it's a fascinating football game. And people don't realize... three of the four games are regular season rematches.
Yeah.
And this one, to me, is the most interesting because this is when Carolina became real. They went into Seattle, led early. The Seahawks took the lead in the fourth quarter, and then Cam Newton took the Panthers back down the field for the winning score to win that game 27-23. So they went up and they beat them in Seattle. They weren't as hot as they've been the last couple weeks, but they had already turned a corner. This was not early in the season. And so this time you're in Carolina. And I'll tell you what, both offenses scare me, both defenses excite me. I think it's a fascinating matchup.
Now, because you have a relationship with Ron Rivera and you're working the sideline, I have very high expectations for your insider information in this game. No excuses here.
Yep.
Because you should have a headset on. You should be privy to everything. You should have one of the play cards in front of you. This is one where you're able to call in a favor and really let the listener in on what's going on.
I wish Peanut wasn't out because we had that working for us too. But Jared Allen is there. It's an interesting game with a lot of Chicago connections. But do not sleep on the Seattle Seahawks, guys. I can't really give them much credit for Sunday. They just got lucky, you know, when you go out and score 9 points and a team misses a chip shot. But I will tell you, the conditions were so awful that it is really tough to kind of grade them on that. Somebody told me that I think they're projecting high 40s, maybe 50 in Carolina. Whatever it is, it's going to be at least reasonable football weather. I think we'll see a different Seattle team Sunday than we saw this past Sunday.
All right, Hub, have fun, my friend. We will visit with you next week. Have a good trip.
Guys. Take care.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Derrick Rose received treatment today for his sore knee. He left the game in the third quarter of last night's loss to Milwaukee. Rose is traveling to Philadelphia with the team, but he's questionable for tomorrow night's game. The rest of the Bulls are not doing much better. Jimmy Butler and Doug McDermott are both probable with sprained ankles. Joakim Noah's probable with a sore left shoulder. Pau Gasol, though, is out. He's not even making the trip with the team. The Blackhawks find themselves sitting on an 8-game win streak after last night's win over Nashville. Coach Joe Quenneville feeling like his team's in a pretty good place.
Yeah, I think that we went in there before Christmas there, and we had to win to get it and actually get anything thought that there was even a realm of closing the gap, and then they beat us, and it was like, okay, that's a distant thought, and things came quickly here since the new year here, so it's things change quickly in our division, in our league, in our game.
Hawks play in Montreal tomorrow night. Artem Anisimov will not make the trip. He's suffering from an illness. Richard Panik expected to get some playing time on this road trip. To the NFL, where Mike Shanahan's name has now entered the mix for the head coaching job in San Francisco. It turns out New England's Chandler Jones' late-night trip to a police station and then a hospital was brought on by a bad reaction to synthetic marijuana. Jones is fine. He's practiced all week. Former St. Louis linebacker Brady Papenga told CBS Sports Amy Lawrence that fans in St. Louis don't care about the Rams, saying, quote, "But the reality is those fans are baseball fans. They don't care. They're only going to games because there's not a Cardinals game going on." And according to ESPN.com's NFL Nation reporters, 31 of 32 teams would have low interest in Johnny Manziel, the Rams being the only team that had any interest at all. Manziel likely out in Cleveland with the hiring of Hugh Jackson.
He's likely out in Cleveland with the hiring of anybody.
Well, okay, fine.
But isn't
I'm
he?
To, yeah, I'm trying to tie it to...
Yeah, he just missed him, I think.
Who are they going to hire is going to walk out there and say, "Hey, you know what? I got this great idea." Especially when they're interviewing him. What do you think of Manziel? "Oh, that's we're going to build our franchise around him. You're hired."
I'm not taking this job unless Manziel's
right. Then, come on. They can hire anybody. They can't have Manziel around there.
Look, I'm on my last update. It's 5:30. Just let me get through this.
I hope you're not taking the train home.
I am. Why?
All the trains are canceled.
Come on.
What?
Yep.
All trains are
canceled. Signal problems at Union Station.
Of course there are.
Have stopped Metra and Amtrak train service.
Of course
they're are. They're moving now again, Dan.
How do you know?
Because I'm more
monitoring.
Concerned about it than you are. Hey, and Julie, you take what line do you take? You're in the BNSF.
Yeah,
you're moving too.
Okay, well that's good because typically that line is not moving.
Yeah, yours is like 10 to 15 minute delay. Mine's like 15 to 45.
Oh, that's nothing.
So
that is not even a delay.
That's actually normal for you guys.
90 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, but the latest announcement said that all cars will be filled with loud, stinky, annoying people drinking.
Well, that's typical.
Yep.
Guy in front of me today smelled like Obsession and green onions. It was nauseating.
Ew!
Baseball, Jason Benetti is the new play-by-play guy.
Better than red peppers, right?
Yeah, that's the worst combination. Yeah. No, seriously, Obsession like that, I know. Ugh. And
Calvin Klein Obsession?
Yeah, Calvin Klein Obsession.
Man, that went out with turtlenecks.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
seriously.
Green onions. It was awful.
Oh, hey, Dan, are you wearing a turtleneck? I'm sorry.
Could have been worse. Could have been Dracar. Jason Benetti, the new play-by-play guy for the White Sox home games this year. Hawk Harrelson will continue to handle games on the road. College basketball, major NCAA violations found in the Mizzou basketball program. Their entire 2013-2014 season will be vacated.
And all of their players will be murdered. They've added that.
Wow. Steve Alford probably sowed the seeds of this. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin, where you always save a fistful of dollars. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you, Julie. Yeah, I every time there's some, I don't get what exactly those trains do, but they are, every car is full of fat, stinky people. That's correct. And it does get worse because you're allowed to bring on whatever crap you're eating.
I know.
And it's just like a confined space.
It's bad enough on an airplane when people bring on these huge bags of fast food.
Yes.
And they sit down right next to you and they start having like
pizza.
A Thanksgiving dinner. And then they're surprised when somebody comes over and tells them to put their tray table up.
Yeah.
So you ever had a takeoff before?
Yeah, I'm
you spend all this time laying out all your food, right? A whole pizza or whatever you're bringing on there.
Yeah, and that's then what just, they were. I've seen that.
We'll need you to stow your tray table for takeoff. What? Huh?
Yeah, I think it's written on the ticket that fat, stinky people will join you. So you can't really complain. You just have to sort of go with it and hope that they're not as fat or stinky.
That's living in the city has its advantages, and not having to make those the 2.5 hours of your day just trundling around on an iron horse.
That's true.
It's nice. And I know people say, well, I get work done or I listen to a podcast, but it's a significant portion of your life that's just not in your control.
That's correct.
You know, that you've got to hope that somebody with Legionnaire's disease isn't sitting down next to you, or somebody starts clipping their toenails. You got to hope the thing's on time. It just
there's a lot.
What are you saying there? What are you talking about? I wasn't
the train. We're talking about the
I'm just very. I know living in the city can be expensive, but the idea of giving up the hours of the day it takes on those train rides.
You know who has a longer commute than I do? And my commute is 1:10 on the Metro.
Okay.
You know, on this show, who has a longer commute than I do?
Who?
Chris Tannehill.
Why?
He takes the L. His commute is longer than 1:10. And he lives in the city.
Tough guy.
So now what do you got for us?
I think we're going to have to get Chris Tannehill an automobile.
I have an automobile. Yeah. I just can't afford to park it downtown.
Well, we're going to have to figure that out.
Let's figure that out on the air.
Let's
money bags. Let's do that.
A GoFundMe or something.
How about you GoFundHim?
Well, I try.
We'll start a Dan Fund Me. How's that? Or Dan Fund Him.
Good luck with that.
I don't like that page.
Check that box.
That won't get you out of the building.
He'll get you tossed downstairs out of the building, though. He'd do that first, wouldn't he?
Well, what if you park in where I park, where it's cheap? You can do the cheap parking.
Really?
Are we going to
take it there?
And the walk.
Hey, let's compare salaries. Let's compare bank accounts.
No, I'm just saying, I haven't moved my parking. The parking here is like $300 a month. People who park here are insane.
Yeah, you know what $300 a month is to a guy sitting over here?
That's why I won't pay it. That's why I stayed at the old building. I park at the old place. It's less than half the price.
You know, we understand that what the train is. Maddie, well, we take it off enough to understand exactly what it is.
It's great coming in. It's terrible going out.
Yeah, that's true. Because going out is they're drinking. And like half hour into it, they're falling off their seats.
Oh, no,
something.
I just wait, like, wait, seriously? People are that drunk?
I don't see that.
There's quite a few.
The train ride to work is always enjoyable. It's the train ride away from work to get home. It seems like it's 7 hours long.
You're leaving here.
It doesn't matter. It's forever. You just want to be home.
Oftentimes with a beverage that you're looking forward to cracking open.
Yeah.
Well, that's Maddie on the way in.
I stopped doing that.
Why?
I just figured it was kind of, I'm not even gonna tell you what conversation I had with what listener that made me realize I probably shouldn't be doing that.
It was schmutzy, right?
It was. He told me he stopped drinking wine when the sun was up. I was like, man, maybe I shouldn't be drinking a beer on the train ride into work.
I thought Schmitz hadn't had a drink in a while.
Oh, he hasn't. Yeah, he hasn't. There was a time where he was
day drinking.
It's really not so much the drinking.
It was the day smoking with him.
The drinking isn't that, you know, that's okay, whatever. But it's when somebody, it only takes one in that confined car to have that stinky food of some kind.
Oh, that's the thing, Ted. Oh, God. People always have like a seat they sit on and on the way in, I have the same spot I sit because it's empty going in. The way home, I get in the train in the very first car possible, and I walk the entire length to find the most pleasing temperature and the least stinky car. That's what I look for.
Yep. Last guy to get on the train has got something that just smells to high hell.
Well, then get up and move. I've stood in between the two cars, like in the foyer area, the vestibule.
Wow.
I'd rather do that than sit in a stinky car or a hot car or a car that's too cold.
The worst thing is that the Chinese fast food sweet and sour that smells like barf.
The worst thing, and it doesn't even that the smell.
It smells like vomit.
The worst thing is seeing someone with their shoes off. That's the worst thing.
That happens too.
Like, you're not on an airplane. Like, I get an airplane. You know, you're flying somewhere and it's hours and hours.
Well.
And it's fine. Yeah, I get that. You want to get comfortable, maybe want to sleep. You're at most an hour and a half train ride. Leave your damn shoes on.
But even on an airplane, it's kind of gross too. Like unless
it is, but I get it more
class,
there.
When they give you the little slippers, it's fine.
But it's understandable there on a plane ride. Yeah, it's maybe 5 or 6 hours. Than a 45-minute drive to Glenview, and you need to take your shoes off.
Right, they're like, oh, these dogs are barking.
Right, seriously? And you know they're a big fat ass, too, wearing a tie. You know they're not doing anything manual labor or anything.
Yeah, you know what you're doing, and as you get old, you're breaking into us.
Oh,
yeah, you really are. You are breaking into it. You're along for the ride now of the America's Too Stupid.
Yeah, see, good. Angry and broke. You guys at least are angry and rich. You got that going for you.
I wouldn't know.
Angry and rich on the scores.
I got in this every once in a while you run into somebody that's weird, and I seem to run into them all the time.
Well, you're a weird magnet, that's why.
Yeah, I am a weird magnet. So we get in the cab in Vegas, and we turn the corner. I said, take the back road we're going for brunch. And he says, okay. And he turns the corner, he starts going, and he turns around, he's a weird guy. He says, are you a millionaire? And I said, no, not that I'm aware of. Why? He said, because I need a bigger tip. So, I said, well, I do the best I can for you. I'm never chintzy. But I said, yeah, but if you were a millionaire, you right now, you'd reach in and give me a $100 bill.
If you're not a damn millionaire after 25 years doing this for a living, I got to find your investment guy.
Yeah, find my investment counselor.
You're doing something
find
horribly
and
wrong.
Have him killed. Yes, have
you're
him killed.
You're clearly lying to that guy.
Well, this, so you think I was lying to this guy?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
You better be.
Yeah. You think I'm lying to this man? Or I do not lie to this
I've
man.
I've got a sales proposal for you. I've got a special portfolio I'm going to pitch to you if that's the case.
Well, I did not give him a crisp $100 bill. I did give him a nice tip, but he was out of his mind.
Got that bridge you want to sell
him? Oh, it's coming together, Danny. Almost done. Big suspension thing right in Brooklyn. It looks good. See if I can pitch that.
I got
to
bad
him.
Investments.
It's like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's guy or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I got that. This bad. It's awful.
He's Terry Boers. I'm Dan Brady. You invested in falafel.
That's what I did. I'm sorry. I screwed up.
Terry joke here. It was a falafel investment.
I screwed up.
We have Bears All Access at 6 o'clock, and that means Zach Zaidman will talk to people about the Bears.
About the Bears, yes, that's right.
And what more do you need, really? Because that's it. That's enough to have you there and listening attentively and raptly. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired? Or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Don't credit get destroyed when you lost your job when the economy hit the skids? Are you tired of living in your parents' basement? Are you tired of having your kid live in your basement? If you answered yes to any of these questions, listen up. David's having a special offer right now to help you understand and enhance your credit scores. Everybody selected for this will have their credit pulled for free and will work with a professional loan officer on David's team who will give you advice to enhance your scores. To register, go to perldavid.com. That's perldavid.com. The special offer ends January 22nd. So go to perldavid.com right now and register. David's helped thousands of score listeners. He will help all those selected enhance their credit for free. But you need to go to perldavid.com to register. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Lowe's is the place to save big this winter on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. Get $5 off select interior paint and primer in one via mail-in rebate. Plus, come in for our winter savings event and get 10 to 30% off select products store-wide. Don't miss out on winter's biggest savings happening right now at Lowe's. Paint offer valid 114 through 118 on 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only via mail-in rebate. Savings event discount taken off original purchase price and reflected in prices marked. Selection varies by store. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
This week's most popular music. 30 years ago, 1986.
Number 3.
Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time.
Number 2.
Lionel Richie, Say You, Say Me.
Say you, say me.
And the number 1 song this week, 30 years ago in 1986. Dionne Warwick, That's What Friends Are For.
That's what friends are for.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Grab a Chicago Wolves fan four-pack. Tickets, food, and sodas starting at only $89. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
We were just talking at the other side of the glass about what we're going to do with our respective Powerball winnings. And it's been fun to keep having these conversations. And we're comparing private planes. And then it's Baldy McGrady. So you don't want to be Corey Lytle. I mean, if you're a private plane, you're not flying it. And that was a little propeller job, too.
Yes, it was.
They smack dab into a Manhattan building, too.
Yes, it did.
How does that happen?
I just didn't see it.
How could, but I mean, seriously, can't you just be like, well, that building's getting awful close? You know, it's just, it's not like, it's not a rocket. He's in a propeller plane. Don't you have enough time to avoid a Lower East Side skyscraper at that point?
I would think so, but I'm not a, you know, I'm not a pilot. I'm just a friend of America. I'm not a pilot. I don't know. And you know what? Here's what we got to do, because we got to get out in a second. Bears All Access is coming your way, but tomorrow's a big day.
Tomorrow. Oh, you know what we're doing?
Who are you crapping?
And it's somebody's birthday.
It's Maddie's birthday.
Maddie!
He's 44? 43? 44? Whatever it is, it's old. Too damn old.
If he's complaining about the train, he's officially old.
Yep. Yes, ah, that bastards of a train. Yep.
Skink, smell bad, fat, unattractive. Stupid, tinky. That's when you know time has hit you. You, or you, sir, have joined the club. Old people who hate stinky people.
What if you're an old person who's a stinky person?
Who's stinky. There's a few of those, too.
Oh,
there's a few of those, too. But again, it's not something that happens all the time. They don't always bring some stinking piece of food on there that it just. But not always.
Sorry, I'm going to win this thing. I really.
You're going to win the.
Yeah, I figure why not? I might as well win it.
Wow.
Got my three picks here, A, B, and C. I'm all hooked up, set to go. Get myself my. What is it? The G6? Is that the plane?
Yeah. I probably don't even need that.
If I were you, a man of your ilk, I'd buy a sports franchise.
That's no, it's the last thing I want to do.
I saw somebody wrote today about the best 10. If you win the lotto, these are the ones you want to buy. I'm thinking, I don't want to buy any of them.
Then I have to watch them all the time.
Not that interested, because I'd hate to say, do you own the team and you're not at the game? I said, I don't care. You're right.
That's not
interesting.
That wouldn't be fun. It's like, oh, I got to go to another game?
Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Grab a Chicago Wolves fan 4-pack tickets, food, and sodas starting at only $89. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Some quick thank you.
I think I would actually still buy about-to-expire meat.
I think you would, too.
I really think I would.
It's the principle. Old habits die hard, dude. I don't think that fundamentally.
Like Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett he lives in the same house and doesn't really... I mean, the guy's got all the money in the world. And he doesn't need to live like
he
it.
He does not.
Who does? All right, we thank Jason Benetti, Steve Stone, Mark Schanowski, Zach Harper, and Hub Arkish. It was fun today. Really good.
Really fun. We thank our crack producers, that Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Dann geht der Snap dermaßen schief. Was macht Wilson? Ah, den kann er sogar noch wegwerfen. Und der bringt den an Tyler Lockett. Und der geht. Das ist nicht sein Ernst. Nein, nicht bis zum Touchdown. Aber Russell Wilson, du geiler Hund, ey. Aus so einem versauten Snap macht er eins seiner Big Plays.
I think I'm supposed to show my papers or something.
German version of the catch.
Yeah, I don't
the
like
the snap and then the catch by Lockett.
I don't like that. I know. I think he's telling me to go stand somewhere.
No, he's not.
So einen versauten Snap macht er eins seiner Big Plays.
No, he's making sure my papers are in order. This is not good.
Hill Jr. He's just chilling. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Lane Kiplin. The team bus left without him from University of Phoenix Stadium. I know the committee that runs events like that, they've got plenty of vehicles and plenty of transportation available. So I got to imagine Lane Kiplin got a ride back to where the rest of the team was.
No, he didn't. No,
because they did not take Lane Kiplin.
He doesn't exist.
I love you, Wes.
Yeah, and apparently, too, he was waxing poetic on the life of David Bowie. Sam's brother.
He bought harvest horses. More bad investments. All the money gone.
Where'd it go?
Damn hell. Thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Lane Kiplin.
We don't thank him. Thank you. We will do it all over again tomorrow. It's Thursday already.
Yeah.
It's Maddie's birthday.
Who are you crapping?
That's what we're going to do. All right, everybody, have a terrific night. Bears All Access is coming your way with plenty of Bears wisdom. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249. Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Great marketing techniques that cost less than a cup of coffee? They exist, and you may be surprised at how effective they can be.
See them now at CBS Small Business Pulse, powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with Office Depot Office Max. The CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com. What's the most effective time of day to send a sales email? Find out now at CBS Small Business Pulse, built in partnership with First Data. The CBS Small Business Pulse has the information you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces